Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Lauren, the host of Spotlight on Youth. Today is our first installment of Quick Take Ohio, a short pre-recorded podcast highlighting Ohio's juvenile justice news. Erin Davies joins us for this episode. She is the public policy attorney at the Children's Law Center. Welcome, Erin.
Thanks, Lauren, and thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being here. You're going to be telling us about Ohio Senate Bill 337, which went into effect on September 28th of this year. So who sponsored this bill and why was it introduced?
SB 337 was sponsored on the Senate, in the Ohio Senate side, by Senators Seitz and Smith, and in the Ohio House by Representatives Hurd and McGregor. The bill also got significant support from Ohio's governor, Governor Kasich. So the bill had quite a bit of bipartisan support.
And why was it introduced? I know there's something about collateral consequences that we've been hearing a lot about in the news. If you can explain what those are and how it's sort of related to this bill.
Sure. So collateral consequences are things that are related to a criminal conviction, but that have an effect on other parts of people's lives. So, for example, people who have felony convictions may have trouble accessing housing, jobs, and education if they have that felony conviction on their record.
And I've also heard it described as the unintended harm that occurs from being exposed to the criminal justice system. So are there collateral consequences for juveniles, and were there provisions in this bill for juveniles?
Yes, there were four provisions in SB 337 about youth and the collateral consequences that come with either a juvenile court or an adult court conviction. The first one was detention credit and a way that courts refigure the detention credit for youth to make sure that they get time for any they get credit for any time that they serve confined in a facility. So it's make sure kids really get credit for those days that they spend there. The bill also makes it easier to seal and expunge juvenile court records or remove them from the court system so that youth don't have to report those things to employers as a potential barrier to getting a job. The bill also has some changes around background checks and when those can be made available for youth. And the final piece is the placement of youth in adult jails. And what SB 337 says is that there's a presumption that youth must be placed in juvenile detention facilities, which are designed for youth instead of in adult jails.
So what are, would you say, are the three most important things that we should remember about this bill? And also, what should we be paying attention to make sure it's implemented as planned?
Well, I think it's really important with this bill to remember that, you know, this doesn't take away any of the consequences that youth get in the short term result as a direct result of their conviction. But what it will do is remove those kind of secondary barriers that can really stand in the way of youth reintegrating successfully into society. You know, we want youth to get an education. We want youth to get jobs. We want them to become participating members of our society, and those collateral consequences can really prevent them from doing that. I think SB 337 really fits into Ohio's broader reform efforts to make sure that we're moving in the right direction towards getting youth on that right path to, you know, coming back to our communities and being good neighbors to all of us and good community members.
So where can listeners go to find out more information about these provisions?
So the Children's Law Center website has several fact sheets about each of the provisions in the bill. The Legislative Service Commission also put out a summary of the bill that includes both the adult and juvenile sections. So those are both available on the web.
Great. And those websites are childrenslawky.org and lsc.state.oh.us. Thanks, Erin.
Thanks so much, Lauren.
And look for us for more juvenile justice news on the next Quick Take Ohio.